of divinity.
Excerpt number one from by Rabash, article, what is, there is none as holy as you, as the creator, because there's no one besides you in the work. The main thing that's difficult for us is to enter a state of ubao, meaning for the will to receive, to accept within it, a different desire called desire to bestow. When a person is rewarded with a state of ubao, embryo, meaning that within the will to receive enters the desire to bestow, it is considered that the creator creates a form within a form. We should understand this wonder of forming a form within a form. According to what we explained, it is a great innovation, a true act of miracles, because it is against nature, and only the creator can change the nature, and it is not within man's hands. This is the novelty, that the creator forms the form of bestowal within the mother form, which is the form of reception. This is called kedusha, holiness, that the creator gives. And this is the meaning of, there is none as holy as the Lord, because there is none else, because there is none besides you, because no one in the world can change nature and do within the kli that comes to a person by nature will to receive, so that afterwards it'll have a different nature called desire to.
Keep going.
Excerpt number 6 from Shamati, article number 5, Lishma is an awakening from above, and why do we need an awakening from below? Why one should seek advice and counsels regarding how to achieve Lishma? After all, no counsels will help him. And if God does not give him the other nature, called the will to bestow, no labor will help one attain the matter of Lishma, for her sake. The answer is, as our sages said, it is not for you to complete the work, and you are not free to idle away from it. This means that one must give the awakening from below, since this is discerned as a prayer. A prayer is considered a deficiency, and without deficiency, there is no fulfillment. Hence, when one has a need for Lishma, the fulfillment comes from above, and the answer to the prayer comes from above, meaning one receives fulfillment for one's need. It follows that one's work is needed in order to receive the Lishma from the Creator only in the form of a lack and a kli, vessel. Yet, one can never attain the fulfillment alone. It is rather a gift from God. However, the prayer must be a whole prayer, meaning from the bottom of the heart. It means that one knows 100% that there is no one in the world who can help him but the Creator Himself. Yet, how does one know that there is no one to help him but the Creator Himself? One can acquire that awareness precisely if he has exerted all the powers at his disposal and it did not help him. Thus, one must do every possible thing in the world to attain for the Creator, for the sake of the Creator. Then one can pray from the bottom of the heart, and then the Creator hears and lo lishma. A person who wishes to walk on the path of bestowal must understand that from above he is given a special treatment, that he was lowered from the previous state so he would begin to really contemplate the goal, meaning what is required of man and what man wants the Creator to give him. But when he is in a state of ascent, when he has a desire for Torah and mitzvot, commandments, he has no need to worry about spirituality. Instead, he wants to stay this way his whole life because he is happy this way. It therefore follows that the descent he has received is for his own good, meaning that he is receiving special treatment, that he was lowered from a state where he thought he had some wholeness. This is apparent in his agreeing to remain in the current state his whole life. But now that he sees that he is far from spirituality, he begins to think, what is really required of me, and what should I do? What is the purpose I should achieve? He sees that he has no power to work, and he finds himself in a state of between heaven and earth. Then, man's only strengthening is that only the Creator can help him. But by himself, he is doomed. It was said about this, those who hope for the Lord will gain strength. Meaning those who hope for the Creator. This means that they see that there is no one else in the world who can help them regain strength each time. It follows that this descent is actually an ascent, meaning that this descent that they feel allows them to rise in degree, since there is no light without.
Number 4 from Shamati 122, to understand what is written in Shulchan Aruch. When one wants to work entirely in the form of bestowal, and all of one's thoughts for self-gratification will be revoked, then when one feels what he is saying, his heart can fear lest his prayer will be accepted. That is, that he will have no desire whatsoever for himself. And concerning self-gratification, there appears a state where it seems that one leaves all the pleasures of this world and all the people and friends, his kin, all his possessions, and retires to the desert, where there is nothing but wild beasts, without anyone knowing of him and his existence. It seems to him as though he loses his world all at once, and feels that he is losing a world filled with liveliness, and takes upon himself death from his world, from this world. He feels as though he is committing suicide when he experiences this image. Sometimes the Sidracha helps him picture a state with all the dark colors. Then the body repels this prayer. Such is a state, one's prayer cannot be accepted, since he himself does not want his prayer to be accepted. For this reason, there must be preparation for the prayer, to accustom oneself to the prayer, as though his mouth and heart are equal. And the heart can come to agree through accustoming, so it would understand that the reception means separation, and that the most important thing is the adhesion with a life of. Number 5, from Rabash, Volume 2, what is that we have no king but you in the work? One must say that the reason he is now in a low state is not because he is getting worse. Rather now, because he wishes to correct himself, that all his deeds will be for the sake of heaven, he is shown from above his true state, namely, what is in his body. And thus far were hidden and not on the outside, not seen on the outside, but now the Creator revealed them. About this one says that it is mercy that the Creator revealed to him the evil inside him, so that he will know the truth and be able to ask the Creator for a true prayer. It follows that on the one hand, one can now see that he is far from the Creator. And on the other hand, one must say that the Creator is near him, and he takes care of him and shows him his deficiencies. Therefore, one must say that these are mercies. As it is written, I will sing of the mercies of the Creator forever. That is, a person has joy on one hand, and this is what he sings about. And on the other hand, one sees that he must repent, meaning that he has to ask the Creator to bring him closer and to give him the